As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, October the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Yeah, it's Halloween. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always news of sorts. Like to say good news. Don't always find that hard fact. Certainly that. And workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841. Of course, your calls will be welcomed. Of course, you can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Great outpouring of email over the weekend. Thank you all for doing so. BVLhost at CenturyTel.net. That's BVLhost at CenturyTel, one L there, .net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96. Out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And of course, you can send your love offerings by faith to me at P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. We thank everyone for doing so. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. You can find all of our broadcast archives nice and neatly tucked away for you at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals swim in a sea of red ink with equities and crude on the U.S. dollar index gain. We'll talk about that briefly in the market segment. Perhaps later in the broadcast, we'll come back and catch the news. Draghi replacing Trichet as the ECB head. Freaky snowstorms, economic spin zones. Today we're going to do an inquiry into the origin of Halloween, and I hope you'll stick around for it, and we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's get into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $23.40, sea of red ink in the markets this morning, 1,720 cents an ounce. Silver off a buck at $34.29. Platinum off $38 at $1,609 even. Palladium off $13 at $652. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a rather broad spread, $22, $1,704.10 for a low, $1,726.60 for a high. But take heart, little flock, at $1,720, your gold is still up $360.50 year to year for a 26.51% return on your investment. Don't anticipate that in the bond market, by the way. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,718 a troy ounce. The SPDR gold shares this morning claim to hold 1,243.55 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at these spot prices at $69.6 billion. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 23 at 12,231. The NASDAQ closed off 1 at 27,37. And the S&P 500 closed up 1 at 12,85. Lots more to come. Stay tuned.
C Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, October the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Again, coming at you live Monday through Friday as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report, put it behind us. I've got something else I'd like to talk about this morning. Again, gold trading off $23.40 in early trading at $1,720 an ounce. Silver off $1.3429. Platinum off $38 at $1,609. And palladium off $13 at $652. The S&P 500 again closed up on Friday, 1285. The NASDAQ was off 1 at 2737. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 23 at 12231. Of course, across Asia and Europe this morning, looking at a lot of red ink there, too. So it may very well find its way to the American marketplace. All this nonsense about red ink, well, where's it coming from? Crude oil was off 95 cents this morning as well at $92.37 a barrel. Here are those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, but the U.S. dollar index climbs miraculously. Oh, we're all out of the recession, right? Up 93 basis points at 76.02, which wreaked havoc in the marketplace, as well as in the foreign exchange rates, where this morning we find the Canadian loonie off 43 basis points, yet still at parity with the U.S. dollar to dollar even. Mexican peso off 105 basis points, and it's still hanging on to the edge of the taco at 8 cents a pop for those Mexican pesos. The euro this morning off 108 basis points. Red ink all across the board here. The euro at $1.40. The British pound off 66 basis points at $1.60. And that Swiss franc down 82 basis points at $1.15. In the bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, this is your U.S. Treasury bonded indebtedness, is at 0.27%. Your benchmark yield on the 10-year treasury is at 2.22%. Your 30 years are at 3.25. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage on a national average moves up, continuing this upward trend in the mortgage market, moving up from 3.36% a month ago to 3.45 this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.10 to 4.20 as well. Your gold to silver ratio stands at 50.17 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. However, your mining stocks are likely to be up. Jaguar Mining up 8.62% on the morning. 5 years ago, I guess it was longer than that now, six, almost 7 years ago, on October the 31st in the evening, filling in as it was at the time for Chris Gerner on his American Exposé webcast heard over the First Amendment radio, I gave a little presentation that I called the Inquiry into the Origin of Halloween Mythology. Hasn't been heard for a long time. I dug it out last night, read through it. It seems to be okay. Still pretty pertinent. So I thought I'd share it with you today. It's about 13 pages typed out. It's the way I used to do radio, typing things out, much the way some do still today. But anyway, let's go into it. This is an Inquiry into the Origin of Halloween Mythology. All right? On October the 31st of 1517, now you're going to hear throughout this presentation a lot of the same things that I've repeated over and over and over again these past six, almost 7 years. Little bits and pieces that fill in the blanks and connect the dots. I've got a favorite path that I like to weave between the U.S. and over to Great Britain and then all across Europe and all the way to the Near and Central East and the Far East and back again. I've been back and forth through history many, many times over these years. But on October the 31st of 1517, All Hallows Eve, the Catholic priest and professor of theology and law at Wittenberg, Germany, the great reformer of religion and protester Martin Luther, nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Catholic cathedral, symbolically crucifying Christ afresh and driving a wooden hub right into the very heart of Christendom. Thus began the age of sects. S-E-C-T-S, not S-E-X, the end of the old world order. And crossing the threshold into the age of protest, he ushered in a Comtean metaphysical stage, the transition into a new world order. Aldrich Zwingli, Bullinger, Calvin, Melanchthon, Reuchlin, Erasmus, and many other humanists and learned Catholics shared Martin Luther's dissatisfaction with the rotten, hollow gourd the Roman Church had in its old age become. In their day, there was but one church, one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, and in the mind of the Holy See was either Catholic or heretic, a heathen, a pagan, a foe to be converted or exterminated. Without elaborating the merits or demerits of the disestablishment of the universal church, without expounding the danger faced by those who denied the infallibility of Papa, the Holy Father, the Pope, one must simply muse at the Protestants' or the protesters' reasoned failure to heed the words of his Lord, where beginning at Matthew 12 and verse 25 we read, "And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand?" Was Luther a puppet in the unseen hands of a destroying force? Having at last brought into passive submission the peoples of Western Europe and the Isles, had the old church outlived its usefulness? Why did Luther select All Hallows Eve, October the 31st, to begin his crusade? Was it his choice? At the crossroads, the wind was crying, for the times, they were a-changing. in an article entitled A Hemisphere in Balance from the October the 1st, 1993 edition of the Wall Street Journal, David Rockefeller, founder of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose family financed the land upon which the United Nations Plaza stands in New York City, and whose foundations sustain all of the globalist agenda, wrote these words. Everything is in place after 500 years to build a true new world in the Western Hemisphere. Prescient, wasn't he? After 500 years. Green Cross International was founded by socialist leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1993, building on the 1992 Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro and supporting the implementation of Agenda 21. Green Cross national organizations are now established in 28 countries. In Gorbachev's article in the Green Cross Optimist, spring of 2004, titled A Glasnost for the Planet, on page 4, Gorby wrote, quote, the process of glasnost would tackle both aspects of this dangerous blend of indifference and concealment and ultimately rebuild trust between people, business, and government, desperately needed if we're going to stand any chance in achieving the Millennium Development Goals to combat poverty, disease, and inequality by 2015, just a few years distant from today. Another article in the same Optimist issue, this by Alexander Lekhofal, president of Green Cross International, on page 54, writes this, quote, the chemical weapons campaign seeks to create the public and political will needed to support the implementation of the Chemical Weapons Convention and destroy all land-based chemical weapons by 2015. Again, in the same issue of the Optimist magazine, from the article Don't Worry, Be Happy by A. Alexander, we read other words that give us a pointer to a date nearby.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
So back into our inquiry into the origin of Halloween mythology. This from a presentation I prepared for the radio back in 2005 on this day. We look at another article out of the Green Cross Optimist, Spring 2004, titled This Time, Don't Worry, Be Happy by A. Alexander on page 20, where he wrote, we read this, quote, a secret report suppressed by U.S. defense chiefs and obtained recently by the Observer warns that major European cities will be sunk beneath rising seas as Britain is plunged into a Siberian climate by 2020. Nuclear conflict, mega droughts, famine, and widespread rioting will erupt across the world. Finally, in the same magazine, in an article, Water for All, quickly by Gerard Mestrelle, president and chief executive director of Suez, the biggest or the second biggest water group in the world, active in more than 130 countries, on page 26, we read this, quote, 1 billion people from deprived of sustainable access to potable water today, plus another 1.5 billion that will have been added by 2015, are hoping that their water needs will be satisfied. This challenge, along with water purification, must remain our ultimate goal. Now, certainly, we could look at Libya and the deprivation now that their water supplies have been dropped off. We can go back and look at these and see the droughts and the mega droughts, the famines, widespread rioting, all of the Arab Spring nonsense, the Gene Sharp-motivated dictatorship to democracy. But let's continue. Let's connect these dots, as Chris Gerner used to like to say. Historians use October the 31st of 1517 to point to the time when the reformation of religion began. The old world died. Rockefeller said that after 500 years, everything was in place to build a true new world in the Western Hemisphere. In that same issue of Optimist, four separate articles use either 2015 or 2020 as critical years for achieving the globalist agenda. Divided against itself, Christendom could not stand, and All Hallows Eve, October the 31st of 2017, may fulfill Rockefeller's stated 500 years. Halloween is the name popularly given to the eve or the vigil of All Hallows, or Festival of All Saints, the evening of October 31st. That would be this evening. In the United States and Great Britain, the evening is given over to merrymaking and fortune-telling. Thanks to our parents and friends and teachers and preachers and the corporate media and Hollywood, few in the 21st century America have a clue about the origin of this festival or how it came to be celebrated as it now is. Of course, since I gave this presentation years ago, many have gotten on the wagon, and lots of discussion has been focused upon Halloween. Let's continue. Martin Luther was, on the other hand, not a novice at either the feasts of the church nor the history of their origin. He was a Catholic priest. a professor of both law and theology. He knew precisely much of what you will learn this evening and selected a perfect day to drive his Rowan stake into the very heart of the Catholic beast system. And again, this was prepared for an evening broadcast, so you'll hear that use of the word evening from time to time. The word Halloween is a contraction made of the two words, hallowed and evening. In most scholarly writings, an apostrophe is placed between the two E's to mark the point of contraction. Hallowed means simply consecrated to a sacred use or to religious exercises, treated as sacred or reverenced. Halloween takes its name from All Hallows' Eve, the eve of all the Holy One's Day, because October 31st preceded All Hallows or All Saints' Day, which will be tomorrow. Pope Boniface IV in the 7th century instituted the feast, first celebrated on May the 13th, A.D. 610, as the Feast of All Holy Martyrs, later called All Hallows, and finally All Saints' Day, on the occasion of his transforming the Roman heathen pantheon into a Christian temple or church and consecrating it to the Virgin Mary and all the martyrs. It's funny, isn't it? You just kind of wave your wand and all things are healed, right? Emperor Phocas gave the ancient Roman temple of the pantheon to Pope Boniface IV. The feast did not take root until two centuries later, but once having done so, it spread through the Western Church. Gradually, the feast was extended to commemorate all saints, in addition to those who had given their lives for the faith. In the Roman Catholic Church, All Saints' Day is a holy day of obligation when Catholics are required to attend Mass and to refrain from all necessary servile work. Look around yourself today and tomorrow. Are the Catholics at Mass? It is kept by the churches of England and Rome on the 1st of November. It is designed, as its name implies, to honor all saints who have no separate days on the calendar. And there's been many of those sorts of big baskets to toss things into over the centuries. Pope Boniface IV, Saint Bonifacius, instituted the Feast of All Holy Martyrs when the Church acquired, for reasons unknown to me, the Parthenon, which is an ancient Greek temple that yet stands on the Acropolis in Athens, probably up for sale today to pay off the Greek bonds. An excellent example of the Doric order of architecture, it is generally considered the finest building in ancient Greece. The Greeks built this temple of white marble in honor of Athena Parthenos, the patron goddess of Athens. The cella, or inner space, you know, like a cellar, had a porch at each end, fronted by six columns. The cella had two rooms. The east room held a great gold and ivory statue of Athena. The west room served as a treasury. It was from the Parthenon that the Elgin marbles, sculptures valued among the greatest works of art ever made by man, were taken to London. Athena was birthed from the head of Zeus. Athena struggled with Poseidon for control of Athens, transforming the Roman heathen pantheon into a Christian temple or church. Pope Boniface IV consecrated the temple of Athena to the Virgin Mary and all the martyrs. The struggle between Athens and Jerusalem assumed entirely new proportions under this pope. First Lady of the World, the female Messiah. All Souls' Day immediately follows All Saints' Day, being celebrated on the 2nd of November, or November the 3rd, if the 2nd happens to be a Sunday, and is a holy day of the Latin Rite of the Roman Catholic Church. Its purpose is to offer prayer and masses for the alleviation of suffering of the souls in purgatory. Peter's Pence, pray your kin out of purgatory. It was instituted in the 11th century by Odilon, abbot of Cluny, for the monastic order of which he was the head, and soon afterward adopted by the Church generally. Attendance at Mass is recommended but not obligatory for Catholics. These Masses are so-called Requiem Masses. because they begin with the Latin words, Requiem alter Deum Adonais, eternal rest grant unto them. Similar days of prayer for the departed are held in the spring in the Byzantine Rite, whether of the Catholic or the Orthodox Church. Was it Shakespeare that first referred to the Feast of All Souls as Hallow Mass, which may nearly mark the first use of the term Halloween?
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so returning once again to this inquiry into the origin of the Halloween mythology, we continue here with the word mass, all souls, or Hallowmass, Shakespeare coining the term. The word mass in the Low Latin is missa, signifies primarily leisure, the cessation from labor, from the Latin missus or remissus, like the ferier or ferries, hence a feast or a holiday. Miss the half, the Saxon hlafmas or lemmas means bread fast or a bread feast, and similarly derived are Martin Mass and Michael Mass and Condal Mass and Christ Mass. Mass generally refers to the services of the Romish Church, the office or the used at the celebration of the Eucharist, which is their consecration of the bread and wine. One can only surmise that our use of the words miss or misses follows from the same Latin missus. The Celtic calendar fits into this as well. Some 3,000 years ago, groups of people speaking variants of the Indo-European language were establishing themselves in Europe and Asia. Among these were the Celts, renowned for their mastery of metalwork and their artistic inspirations. In France, they were known as Gauls, and in Asia Minor as the Galatians. Julius Caesar and other Roman historians tell us that they were headhunters who appalled even the hard-bitten Roman soldiery. Horrifying human sacrifices associated with the wicker man are described by Caesar and Strabo. They were ruled by warrior kings and philosopher priests, the Druids, some say Magi. These acted as judges in disputes and were the fount of all knowledge. They were said by the Romans to have had a considerable understanding of astronomy. According to the Roman author Pliny, the Celts had a calendar which involved a 30-year cycle. Further details would have been lost save for two discoveries. In 1807, two fragments of a bronze calendar were unearthed near Lake Antra in the Jura. But, more importantly, 153 fragments of a shattered tablet were discovered in 1897 at Coligny near Lyons in France. Put together, the tablet constituted what is still the longest known document in the Gallic language. It contains 40 different words written in Latin script. For philologists, a magnificent find. The Coligny tablet represents a Celtic lunisolar calendar. The Celts worked in units of 62 lunar months, i.e. units of the period between each new moon and the next. One of these months would contain 30 days, the next 29, which gave half months of 15 days, or 1 15-day day followed by 1 14-day day. The tablet is perforated by small holes into which pegs may have been inserted to mark the passage of the days. Each day was counted, as is today still the practice among Jews and Muslims, from moonrise to moonrise, with the result that it was not always exactly divided into 24 hours. The year that emerged from all this was 11 days shorter than the 365-day period the Earth takes to go round the sun, if indeed and in fact it goes round the sun. Each day, for a total of 5 years, is listed and arranged in a scheme of 12 months to the year and an intercalary month inserted every 2.5 years. For those of you that follow the calendars and whatnot, you'll know how important that intercalary month was for those who didn't know how long it took for the Earth to run round the sun. The celebration of the Feast of Beltane, well, wait a minute. Let's back up. The Celtic year was divided into two halves, marked by Samanoi, or Saminwa, and Giamanoi, or Minua, or something like that, and also into four seasons. So it was divided into two halves and four seasons. The first day of each season was signaled by a festival. They are not associated with equinoxes or solstices, but fall roughly in between them. Some of these pagan festivals were taken over by the Christian church. The Celtic calendar's first month is Samhain, or Samhain. And I must say here that also, if we look at this, this idea of taking over festivals was one of the ways that it was possible for the Christian church to overrun the peoples that they encountered on the westward expansion of Christianity. You had to take over their holidays and their tribes, customs, tongues, creeds, and traditions and convert them into some Christian thing in order to get the people to go along with your idea because they were totally convicted in the things that they already enjoyed doing and believed in. The celebration of the Feast of Beltane, a fire festival, persisted into the last century in parts of Scotland. Fires were lit, and practices clearly symbolic of human sacrifice were performed. In England, a fire festival is still widely celebrated on the 5th of November, when bonfires or bonfires are lit and a human effigy is burnt. though it nominally commemorates Guy Fawkes' gunpowder plot. The names and the lengths of the months of each of the 5 years, according to one interpretation, were the Celtic Festival, Beltane, Lughnasadh, Samhain, and Imbolc, and they relate in the Roman dates to the 1st of May, the 1st of August, and November the 1st, and the 1st of February. In the Christian calendar, that would be May Day, Lammas, Martinmas, and Candlemas. And November the 11th is Martinmas, 11, 11 of 11. This is a very, very interesting time of year that we happen to be in. In deciphering it, it became clear that the Celts worked in units of 62 lunar months. And remember, we have their calendar now, i.e. the period between each new moon and the next. One of these months would contain 30 days, the next 29, again, which gave half months of 15 days, or one 15-day followed by one 14-day. In addition, each unit of time had to be given its particular significance. The Calignes calendar, 30-day months, were characterized as favorable, designated, or auspicious, one could say, designated as being Manthus, meaning good, or auspicious, whereas the 29 days, one were Anmanthus, meaning the opposite, and men were advised to walk cautiously. All these superstitions, you know, about don't step on a crack or you'll break your mother's back, look out for that black cat, so on and so forth. Moreover, particular days in the good months were less good, and not all the bad days in bad months were unmitigatedly bad. Samhain, the first month in the Celtic calendar, contains 30 days. Manthus, auspicious, it's a good month. Right? So we're heading into a good month. We can hardly deny that the Celts' way of dividing time was more poetic than our own. Almost every day had its own character. Of course, when we study Comte's positive philosophy and positive religion, will discover he used the same as did the French. After the Revolution, they named each day after someone or something. But again, we can hardly deny the Celts' way of dividing time was more poetic than our own. Almost every day had its own character, and look how rapidly we are moving, how few months there are, how few days of the year don't have a special day assigned to them, especially with the United Nations in the mix. This arrangement, for which the Druids must have been responsible, reveals them as men who could give their considerable scientific knowledge a lyrical embellishment. Caesar says as much, noting in the Gallic War that the essence of the Celtic secret knowledge was encoded in verses. A man who wished to know them completely had to memorize them for 20 years. Quote, they think, again, these are the Druids, they think it is sinful to write down what they know. They could have done so, for in public and private writings they use the Greek alphabet. So that's rather unusual when we go back and we take a look and see, why did Christ not write anything down? Why was so much of history passed on in oral tradition by word of mouth? Well, the Druids thought it was sinful to write down what they know. They could have done so because they had used the Greek alphabet. This detail has also reinforced the tendency of those who admire the Druids to see in them an order that possessed considerable stores of esoteric wisdom and knew how it had to be handled with care, a tradition observed by political philosophers from antiquity to modernity. You can also look at all of the secret societies. Not everything is given for you to know, lad. Keep scratching at the door, seeking for light and more light. A Neolithic Bronze Age calendar? Some have spent many years investigating alignments of Bronze Age megaliths, such as Stonehenge. We'll pick up Stonehenge right after these words from our sponsors.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
And continuing with our inquiry to the origin of a Halloween mythology back into the Neolithic or Bronze Age calendar, some have spent many years investigating alignments of the Bronze Age megaliths, such as Stonehenge, among about 200 in various parts of Britain. There was a tendency for them to point in several preferred directions. These included the directions of sunset and sunrise on solstices and equinoxes, and others that divide the year into roughly 16 equal periods. The divisions of the hypothetical Bronze Age year indicates that month 11, a month of 22 days, starts on the 2nd of November and corresponds with the Samhain or Samhainois. It has been noted that the Christian festivals of Lammas, Hallowmas, or Halloween, and Candlemas, which are believed to be derived from Celtic feasts of Lugnasa and Samhain and Imbolg, fall again approximately at the starts of months 7, 11, and 15. 7 come 11, 9, 11, 11, 11, 11. An eighth of a year after the preceding solstice or equinox. Likewise, the traditional and socialist celebration of May Day coincides with the Celtic festival of Beltane. Beltane. and the start of month 3. Some believe the alignments suggested by the megaliths were accurate in about 1800 BC, at least 1,000 years before the arrival of the Celts. And so those stone clocks or calendars have been out of touch since about 1800 BC. Wouldn't rush out there on a solstice anytime soon. The Celtic year was divided clearly into two seasons of winter and summer, making its principal axis one that extends from November the 1st to May the 1st. The Celtic calendar, and therefore the Druidic festival calendar, has positively no connection with the solstices, contrary to what has been put forth by the wave of neo-Druids, such as Winston Churchill, who draw their knowledge and traditions from their own fantasies. In actuality, Druidic holidays occur 40 days after a solstice or an equinox. This is perfectly self-explanatory in that 40 days is the period of waiting or incubation and preparation for the birth of the festival, an event that was considered an orgy, a crystallization of all the freed energies. An orgy. The principal holiday was the 1st of November, or Samhain, or Samhain in Irish, which corresponds to the Gaelic term Samhnois, or something like that, S-A-M-N-I-O-S, from the Caligny calendar. Incontestable documentation of the pagan Celts' calendar year, Samhain, or Chowin, etymologically means the end of summer, or, put in another way, the beginning of winter, and here we are, with a big freak snowstorm in the northeast. This is the first day of the new year, or the first night, rather, since the Celts reckoned by nights. It may seem surprising that the new year coincided with the beginning of winter, but do not forget that Druidic belief, as Caesar attested, makes Dispater a nocturnal deity, the origin of beings and things, from no thing, something, from darkness to light. You can look at Genesis 1 to get an idea of that. The mistletoe ritual is known to us thanks to the early writings of Pliny the Elder. Quote, "The Druids have nothing more sacred than the mistletoe and the tree that bears it, provided that it is a hard oak." And that's from Pliny, 16:249. "Its harvesting takes place," quote, "on the sixth day of the moon, because the moon has already considerable strength, though not yet at the center of its cycle," close quote. Nowhere is it said that it is the winter solstice at Christmas or New Year's Day, nor does Pliny tell us that the Druids cut the mistletoe with its berry. It could be any time of the year. In Britain, the year began on April the 1st. April Fool's Day in Britain, while the Celtic New Year was the feast of Samhain, or Chowin, on the 1st of November. And this was an important festival that every member of the community was obliged to attend. Could you imagine going round about, dragging people out of their houses to get them to come to this festival? Each of the Ulaids, or Ulaids, Ulaids, who didn't come during the night of Samhain, lost his reason, and his tumulus, tomb, and stone were erected in the following morning. And his tumulus, or a tomb, or a stone, was erected the following morning. Anybody that didn't come lost their reason. That's a quote, by the way. The festival was comprised of every man and woman in the community. Doesn't seem like there was any holding back here, does it? Political, economic, and religious matters were discussed, and unending feasts were held, marked by the presence of pork and wine. So this is like your town hall meeting. It's an obligatory event, you know. Politics. Politics. It's a participatory sport. And here with these, your participation was required. Political, economic, and religious matters were discussed, and unending feasts were held, marked again by the presence of pork and wine. It is true that the meat of the pig was believed to give immortality. Of course, some people feel that pork is unclean. What is it going to be? Immortality or unclean? As is shown in the legend of Manannan's pigs, and it is undeniable that wine bestowed intoxication, that is to say, a state in which the individual can transcend apparent reality and gain access to the supernatural. So we eat pig for immortality and drink wine to access the supernatural. Wow. A little different than what the church has going, isn't it? Indeed, on this day, the community of the living and the community of the dead met one another. Don't think about that much, do we? The community of the living and the community of the dead meeting one another. The Sid, S-I-D-H, or the barrows where the gods and heroes live, were opened and the two worlds intersected. The Christian All Saints Day, a legacy of Samhain or Chowin, has retained this aspect of the communion of saints. And in Anglo-Saxon countries, the more or less pagan celebration of Halloween is the ancestor of the feasts and the masquerades of the Celtic holiday, hence the costumery. These feasts were reserved for the ruling class, the king, and the warriors being its essential constituents. So once again, politics represented by its constituents, and it is the kings and the warriors being the essential, the ruling class. Yet it is hard to see how the druids could have been excluded. The commoners contented themselves with the festival, beer, bread, and circuses, and the various amusements and business transactions it provided. So it was like a big market day. Lawyers also assembled there to address all that concerned the relations between individuals and the community, and so it was like a tribunal, a court, being held at the same time. In some form, they constituted a veritable parliament in which affairs of law and politics were debated. And you might remember that the Iceland Althing was the first recorded parliament. Very much the same. The ritual itself, however, is poorly known. We do not know that on its eve all the fires of Ireland were extinguished, the sign that the year had died. It would be reborn on the instant the Druids lit a new fire. The Christians have transferred this ritual from the 1st of November to Easter. But it was always on the Chowin or Samhain that the great mythic events were alleged to occur, such as the battles, expeditions to other worlds, conflicts with the Tuatha De Danann, ritual deaths of kings, and the violent deaths of heroes who had broken serious taboos. And of course, being deposed, I suppose, Muammar Gaddafi came right on time for the celebrations. Indeed, if Chowin is the point at which the divine and the human world meet, it is because normal time has been abolished or suspended, from which we get daylight savings time next week.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, October the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, in the first hour of this morning's broadcast. Going back and dusting off a document, a presentation that I made back on October the 31st of 2005 on the First Amendment Radio, filling in for Chris Gerner on his American Exposé, AmericanExposé.com webcast. And we're proceeding along with that, and we'll continue to its end. But there's a lot to understand about this Halloween and this time period, this time of year, this season of the year, and how important it has been for thousands of years. It's not just rushing out to your local Wally World and buying a costume or going from door to door looking for treats and tricks. No, it's a lot deeper than that. It has a great significance in some people's lives, most of which was trampled out by the westward expansion of Christianity. And we've been talking a bit about the Druids again. It is a neutralized time zone. We're talking about daylight savings time here. If Samhain or Chowin is the point at which the divine and the human worlds meet, it is because normal time has been abolished or suspended. And the Native Americans had lots of these various celebrations and special times of the year, and many people do all around the world, but Western man has pretty well set aside that for the Christian faith. However, we carry so much of this with us into our calendars that it's worth our time to take a peek at it, even if it has to be every 6 or 7 years. Again, it's a neutralized time zone. Time has been abolished or suspended. We have daylight savings time on us and at us on the 5th of November. Fall back. We're going to fall back. This idea has been perpetuated in the Christian All Saints Day, particularly in the Armorican Brittany, despite the contamination of the Day of the Dead that takes place there on November the 2nd. To the Celtic way of thinking, catch this now, there were neither the living nor the dead, no more than there are either gods or humans. There was simply everything. You say from no thing, something, something, everything. There is no living nor dead, no more than there are God or human to the Druid or the Celtic way of thinking. In all likelihood, it was on this occasion that representative, dramatic reenactments recalling the great primordial myths took place, each reenactment playing a role in the generalized confrontation of the powers that were present. And we do a lot of these reenactments these days. The reenactors come out and do the Civil War. They do the Second Worldwide War, and they come out and they reenact the Vikings and other things, the Pilgrims' Follies and things. In addition, the festivals lasted for 3 days, which allowed for more activities and feasts. So it wasn't just a drop in the pan. And besides, people had to travel, and they had to travel. Their attendance was required. So once they got there, they hung out for a while and partied hardy. The Druids spoke of a bridge between Earth and the other world. This symbolism of the bridge is dependent upon the initiatory symbology or symbolism of the straight gate or of the paradoxical passage. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And again, for the benefit of those of the audience that were away for the top of the hour news and weather break, I'm revisiting a piece here on Become Vocal Local, Monday, October the 31st, 2011, that I wrote for radio back in 2005 and gave over the First Amendment Radio Network as I was filling in the last months thereof. Chris Gerner's American Exposé, AmericanExposé.com, I believe his website still may be up on the web. But in those days, I didn't have an internet-connected computer, and all of this was gleaned from books that I had assembled in my library, And in those days, this was information that you just didn't hear on the radio. Now today, I suppose you could jump up and browse it up, wiki it up, or something else, and get much of this. But nevertheless, doesn't take away, in my opinion, anything from it. Because again, this idea perpetuating the Christian All Saints Day, particularly in the American Brittany, despite the contamination of the Day of the Dead that takes place on there on November the 2nd, to the Celtic way of thinking, there was neither the living nor the dead, no more than there are either gods or humans. There was simply everything. And this kind of thinking no longer, you know, is excellent. We no longer have the opportunity of sitting down and counseling with people like this. Today, we've swept away all of that under the westward expansion of Christendom. Again, the Druids spoke of a bridge between the earth and the other world. A bridge. This symbolism of the bridge is dependent upon the initiatory symbolism of the straight gate, or of a paradoxical passage. And Iliad explains the complex in the following manner, quote, in illo tempore, in the paradisical time of humanity, a bridge connected earth to heaven, and people passed from one to the other without encountering any obstacles, because there was not yet death. Close quote. This is why, in regards to the Celts, the Samhain or Chowin festival can be considered a veritable bridge to the dawn of time, symbolically reconstructed for one night and one day. But now, people can no longer, quote, cross the bridge except in spirit, either as in dead or in ecstasy. This crossing is difficult. It is sown with obstacles, and not all souls succeed in traversing it. Demons and monsters seeking to devour the soul must be faced, or the bridge becomes a razor edge when the wicked tried to cross it. Only the good, and particularly the initiates, cross the bridge easily, for they have undergone ritual death and resurrection. Lazarus in the tomb, for instance. Certain privileged persons, nevertheless, succeed in passing over it in their lifetime, be it in ecstasy, like the shamans, or by force, like certain heroes, or finally, paradoxically, through wisdom or initiation. And herein lies so much of the secret societies, their mysteries, and the mystery religion. And you can point to the Druids and earlier folk for it. Chronos, which means time, is sleeping. The higher souls are extinguished in this Celtic other world. But where do they go? Since to the Celt, there is no death in the early earthly sense of the word. The answer? Elsewhere. Always elsewhere. So when you inquire where do the souls go, they just go elsewhere. Always elsewhere. The other world is only transitory, a midpoint of a long existence. In the cycle of time, worlds can be infinite, and individuals pass from one to another. The other world is but one of infinite worlds. Its gates are never shut, and there is no irrevocable state. Perpetual movement is ruled by frequencies. With the ease by which sound passes through stone, so do individuals pass from one world to another. On showing night, the world of the Sid is opened to the one who desires to enter it. The inhabitants of the Sid, S-I-D-H, mingle among humans and numerous humans on the condition that they are heroes, that is, initiates, make sojourns into the Sid, even if only in a dream. The other world is a kind of waiting platform to which individuals are drawn and from which they can either return to this world or move toward an elsewhere. Move toward an elsewhere. the answer elsewhere, always and elsewhere. Every human being is summoned by essence, nature, and function to make the journey through the other world. In the Celtic belief, it is preferable to know the path to the other world, even if it necessarily entails one death. It is only a rite of initiation as one pursues the quest. Now, without an original, there can be no imitation. And perhaps Pope Boniface IV's All Hallows and in time Hallow Mass were simply flattery in their imitation of the Samhain festival of the Celtic people, a cunning ruse to incorporate Samhain into the church calendar and appease those who continued to keep that feast. One lie always begets another, and thus we have three feasts in imitation of one: martyrs or heroes, saints and initiates, purgatory, the waiting platform to the other world. Heathen, Athenian temples or burial mounds, Athena, Zeus, and Poseidon, the Virgin Mary, Celtic gods and goddesses, masses for the dead, prohibition from work, mandatory attendance, a feast originally held in May, shifted to the evening of October the 31st through November the 1st, and a second feast added November the 2nd, and all this happening before, during, and after a time when the church was trying to conquer and convert the pagan Celt with their druids, warlords, and shamans. Saul of Tarsus had somewhat to say of the city wholly given to idolatry. Could it be that Acts 17, beginning with verse 22, where we read, quote, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship him, him I declare I unto you." And so the struggle between Athens and Jerusalem was in Martin Luther's mind as he nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, that All Hallows Eve 500 years ago. Could he be ignorant of the Celtic legends as his feet trod the very ground the Druids once held dear? To assume that Luther acted partly in contempt of the deceptive appropriation of the Samhain ritual by the Holy See is not entirely beyond possibility. We'll be right back.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And moving towards the conclusion of this piece, the Celtic Dagda, D-A-G-D-A, is always presented as having a rendezvous with a woman. And even at times when it is expected that he will concern himself with serious matters, he always finds time to keep this kind of engagement. Such was the case during the Battle of Mag Tuired. We are even told that this rendezvous was set for the day of the Feast of Samhain or Samhain. And the woman he couples with was none other than Morrigan, a sort of goddess of carnal love and war. Dagda is the, quote, father of all. Dagda. Dagda. D-A-G-D-A is the father of all, close quote. Where in this is Athena, birthed from the head of Zeus, locked in combat with the trident bearer? The Pope was first called Papa and is now the Holy Father, Abba, Father, Dagda, Father of all, Dada. Like Luther's, this generation, our generation, stands at Halloween at the crossroads listening to the wind for a message of hope, dipping our leaves in a stream where three owners' lands meet, eating salted herring, pulling up cabbages and inspecting the roots, tossing nuts in a fire, ducking for apples, not looking at our shadows on a moonlit night, and avoiding graveyards after dark. Superstitious people we have become. From about 1845 in America, Halloween was an occasion for playing harmless pranks. In later years, many boys and girls played Halloween pranks that were not so harmless. They overturned sheds, broke windows, and damaged much property. When they grew up, they assassinated presidents, burned alive the Davidians in Waco, bombed a federal office building in Oklahoma City, demolitioned the World Trade Center's alive burning sacrifice, and slammed a missile into the Pentagon, cluster bombed Afghanistan, and launched an unprovoked rain of terror on Iraq and Libya. For the second time. In some cities, the police work hard on Halloween to prevent pranksters from doing damage. In other cities, they join the looters as thieves and violators of law and human rights. Today in America, our youth observe Halloween year-round, casting incantations and spells learned from the Hogwarts school of Potterisms. Our politicians and business leaders dress in dark attire and worship the owl at the Bohemian Grove. Terror no longer comes but once a year. It's become our foreign policy. It'll visit you, they claim, and it's not if, but when. The Straussian neocons desire to be as philosopher kings, ruling from the shadows. It is their quest. And what can we make of the Green Cross International's prophecies of doom in 2012, 2015, and 2020. To the Celtic way of thinking, there was neither the living nor the dead, no more than there are either gods or humans. There was simply everything. Auguste Comte, whom we've spoken of many times on the broadcast, he wrote, quote, "Everything is relative. This is the only absolute." Albert Einstein theorized its proof, and John Dewey, the father of progressive education, lived it and taught it to America. Why do the black and the orange of the Norman conqueror William of Orange fly on Halloween when instead we should be reminded of the Druids' sacred green? So now we've taken a peek behind the veil of Halloween, exposed some of its superstitious frauds. Ignorance fear fosters fear, and fear breeds worry. Yet worry blocks the brain's ability to discern the truth, and yet it's the truth, ostensibly, that sets one free. A specter is haunting the planet Earth. It's a specter known as globalism. The globalist cabal will be unmasked, exposing their distorted philosophical belief systems. And that concludes my inquiry into the origin of the Halloween mythology. And I hope you enjoyed it. I always like going back into my archives and looking at some of these thoughts that I had years ago as they relate to the things that we do on the broadcast even today. It seems that we have lost our compass from a moral standpoint, why young Americans cannot or will not or are incapable of thinking morally. It's largely a production of not only the churches, but also our system of education and the entertainment industry. We're born into this world, you know, it's like to think of pure, powerful, positive beings. And from the time of conception forward, our minds are shaped by people that we've never met, ideas that we never would have thought or dreamt. They come at us through the body cavity of our mothers, the things that they're exposed to, the music, the television programming. You can imagine what a fetus, as they call it, a baby growing in the mother's womb, would think to hear the sirens and the shooting and all of that noise and screaming and shrieking that comes across the television set most evenings as mom sits there and eats bonbons and popcorn or something, pickles or whatever she desires. One can only imagine what it's like to whirl around in an automobile and things like that as a little one, traveling along 60, 70 miles an hour in your mama's womb, trying to receive the signals, you know, from the planet, trying to orient, trying to become centered in all that confusion. Is it any surprise? Injections, detections, selections, inspections, the reaching hand of the gynecologist, the probing of the ultrasound and everything else. What an experience. What a bath we give the little ones before they've ever drawn their first breath. And then once they do, what confusion, what utter confusion they grow up in. The same things that they heard in their womb, they see all around them, but now they have the visual implants to go with it. They actually think animals talk and that they can pick things up and drop anvils off of cliffs onto coyotes and other things. It's kind of like a running insanity, a sore in our minds. But it's certainly exemplified on this evening, Halloween. I'll keep all the lights off tonight. I don't do the Merchant Man's Holy Days, and I don't celebrate Halloween, although I have been asked to come and speak at a bonfire. Don't know whether I will, but I was asked. So these are just things that run around in my mind, especially as we move further and further into this incredible dilemma. Financial house, madhouse. I've got tons of news on the browser, but I don't think I'm going to go there today. Maybe not. We got lots of action happening over in Europe with the European Central Bank. They've swapped heads now. Just when you learn how to say Trichet and Sarkozy, they bring in Draghi from Italy. Maybe we should cover that story briefly. See what I can do about pulling that up. And we'll cover that in the last moment or two of this segment. And then when we come back, I've got something else I'd rather go into. Jean-Claude Trichet had almost 4 years to settle into the role of European Central Bank president before being thrown into crisis-fighting mode. Mario Draghi goes to battle on day one. All right? So there's a new head, some new name for us to know. Draghi, who succeeds Trichet tomorrow, that would be tomorrow, November the 1st, becomes the chief guardian of the euro with its 17-nation economy facing the risk of recession, a victim of the two-year-old sovereign debt crisis. Politicians are struggling to fix it. And would it be a surprise to find him also trained by Goldman Sachs?
Cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Hey, you're certainly welcome to call in if you'd like. Perhaps you've got a favorite aspect of this story to share with the audience. You'd like to put it on the air and get it out today. That'd be great to do so. It is Halloween. Many people will be enjoying masquerades and costume parties and drinking and having a ball. It's like I used to when I was living in the city. The big city was always a fun place to go when you were on Halloween. Fun to dress up and go to the big costume deals. Anyway, lots of fun. Go out dining and dancing and drinking on costume in the big city. But again, this article off the Bloomberg website, Draghi takes the ECB helm in the battle mode, right? As it was in the beginning, so it is in the end. Same, same, same. Draghi, who succeeds Trichet tomorrow, becomes the chief guardian of the euro with its 17-nation economy facing the risk of a recession. A victim of the two-year-old sovereign debt crisis politicians are struggling to fix. As the European Central Bank president, notice that now, ECB president, he'll be the second most powerful central banker in the world after Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, intimating that Benjamin Shalom Bernanke is the most powerful central banker in the world and a key figure in the struggle to restore investor confidence in Europe's monetary union. Here's the quote. This will be a baptism of fire for Draghi. And when does he take office? November the 1st. Bonfires. Boniface. You think these people don't have a little bit of druidism in their blood? You think these people aren't occultic? Well, guess again. It is challenging to be the ECB president in any environment, let alone in the midst of a serious crisis. And boy, never let a good crisis go to waste. As governments look to him to back up their efforts with continued bond buying. Continued bond buying. We can talk about the bonds today as well. Bond buying, you know, stocks and bonds. That used to be a form of torture, but not any longer. Now it's just a way to turn a large fortune into a small fortune in a relatively short period of time. Draghi has to lead the European Central Bank policymakers at odds over how much more they can do with compromising the bank's independence or their main goal of stable prices. In a sign of the pressure Draghi faces, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said he spoke with him last week and was quote-unquote convinced the European Central Bank will keep purchasing sovereign debt to ease strains on financial markets. Buying sovereign debt like Greece and Italy and Portugal and Spain and Ireland. Fiscal pressure. We know the difference between fiscal and monetary policy, correct? Fiscal is what the legislatures and the parliaments do. Monetary is what the bankers do. With a November the 3rd to 4th group of 20 summit looming, European nations from Greece to Italy, that's two of the pigs, are under pressure to restore fiscal order, that's the legislative job, and bring an end to a crisis that's threatening global growth. It's always more growth. If you're not growing, you're just not with it, right? While Euro area leaders bolstered their crisis-fighting tools, we're not talking about the tools, back into the toolbox again. Had those problems with the Macondo, well, they didn't have the tools to deal with that. Talk about that all the time with Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. You know, he's firing blanks, he's all out of tools. Typically, they can increase or decrease the monetary supply and raise and lower interest rates and apparently buy more of our debt at interest. While Euro area leaders bolstered their crisis-fighting tools at a late-night summit ending October the 27th, four days before Halloween, a lack of detail over how the region's rescue fund will be enlarged and how a write-down of Greek debt should be implemented may sow doubts in the weeks ahead. Then it goes on and talks about PIMCO's chief. He always gets a word in edgewise. The governor of Italy's central bank until the stroke of midnight. That would be until tonight. Midnight. Tonight. Halloween. Draghi's stance on the European Central Bank's bond purchases will be scrutinized after the policy contributed to the resignations of the executive board member Jürgen Stark and former Bundesbank president Axel Weber, chairing his first European Central Bank policy meeting on November the 3rd. So we'll go ahead and let all of the masses pass us. and then he'll begin. He may also face pressure to cut rates 4 months after Trichet raised them. Up and down, up and down. Friends, quote here, friends tell me that I rarely shy away from impossible tasks, close quote, said Draghi, 64 now, at Trichet's October the 19th farewell gala. Celebrations, galas, bringing together all the leaders, all of the military, all the druids. It was a rare personal comment from a policymaker who has made few public speeches or appearances since becoming Trichet's heir apparent in February. Quote, he has been exceptionally diplomatic, so it's not clear where he stands on certain questions, close quote, said Klaus Bader, the co-chief European economist at Societe Generale SA in London. That's a very old bank, by the way. Quote, it may be an advantage, so he's not battling a preconception, but there may also be a degree of confusion. Do these people really know what they're doing? Do they have any solutions? Or are they just breaking us down incrementally? The need to reinforce a break with Italy's profligate reputation and secure the trust of inflation-fearing Germans will likely put pressure on Draghi at the European Central Bank, said former UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown. As if he doesn't already have all of his marching orders, we're supposed to believe that he's going to come in and bring solutions. Quote, he's a good guy, but he's an Italian. Close quote, said Gordon Brown, who worked with Draghi at the International Financial Summit, telling Bloomberg News in Washington on October the 20th, quote, he'll always be under pressure as long as he's in this job to be hawkish on inflation. He's going to be there for 8 years, my friends. We're going to know about this man, Draghi, as we move forward. Inflation accelerated to 3% in September, breaking the European Central Bank's 2% limit for a 10th straight month. Still signs of recession mean Draghi may be considering whether to cut interest rates just 4 months after the benchmark was lifted for a second time this year to 1.5%. Increase and decrease the amount of money in circulation, increase and decrease interest rates. Data last week showed Europe's services and manufacturing output contracted to the fastest pace in more than 2 years in October. European economic confidence dropped to its lowest since 2009. While Morgan Stanley economists predict a rate reduction this week, former European Central Bank analyst Tobias Blattner of Daiwa Capital Markets said that Draghi will probably resist taking action until December to reinforce his inflation-fighting credentials and see new forecasts from the European Central Bank's economists. The action that he will take will be to have a little round of quantitative easing in Europe. Limited influence, those hoping for a change of course from a Draghi-run European Central Bank are likely to be disappointed. It's going to be no change, said Michael Schubert, an economist at Commerzbank AG in Frankfurt, another very old bank. The Italian has been on the bank's governing council since 2006. Notice how they're all talking about him as the Italian. We never spoke of Sarkozy and Trichet as the Frenchman. But the Italian has been on the bank's governing council since 2006, and the role of chairman is limited to finding a consensus among its 22 other members rather than striking it out alone. Draghi can't do much different from Trichet. His influence is rather limited. Trichet has said he expects the revamped European Rescue Fund to take over the role of bond buying from the European Central Bank as we do more bond buying through our Federal Reserve banking system and Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. While the European Financial Stability Facility is now securing that ability and governments are working to increase its spending capacity, some economists say the European Central Bank will have to remain in markets, more tinkering and jiggling in our future. The role which the European Central Bank will or will not play remains crucial, said Holger Schmidding, chief economist at Joel Kostler Berenberg and Company in London. Quote, without the European Central Bank support, the chances of this deal putting an end to the euro crisis now are probably below 50%. So even with the change of head there'll be no charge. Chances of recovery, below 50%.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, hope you did enjoy our inquiry into the mythological origins of Halloween. Very interesting stuff to study for me. But we're into this other mythology here, this mythos called economy. You can go back to the time of the rise of the Freemasons, I suppose, and pick up the beginning of this thread of thought, the economists coming on the scene. Never before in our history did we ever have economists around until that time period. Some say that it was out of the mind of the Illuminati that we got the economists, much the same as we got sociology. Anyway, the European Central Bank should be even bolder than its current efforts to stabilize markets, said Paul de Grauw, a professor at the Catholic University of Leuven in Belgium. Draghi, and they ought to know, should use the bank's unlimited resources to aggressively buy the bonds of governments viewed as solvent, yet illiquid. such as Italy's, to entice investors back into the market. So you can be sure the draw key will be buying some of the bonds of Italy. The European Central Bank began buying Italian and Spanish bonds in August, restarting a pre-purchase program that has now racked up a total of 169.5 billion euros, or 242.6 billion U.S. Yet Italy's 10-year bond yield rose 11 basis points yesterday to 6.12%. Compare that with our bond yields in the 2 and 3% level, the highest since the European Central Bank started intervening, and 399 basis points above the German equivalent. The yield on Italian five-year bonds jumped to 5.89%, a euro-era record. Why would anybody invest over here in U.S. bonds when you can jump over to Italy and buy theirs? Stark, Weber, and current Bundesbank President Jens Weidmann, have criticized the purchases, saying they blur the line between fiscal and monetary policy. Now, everybody's calling for this firewall, the Glass-Steagall Act, between investment banking and commercial banking. But here the central bank is blurring, if you will, the line between fiscal and monetary policy. The European Central Bank says the program is aimed solely at ensuring proper transmission of its interest rates, and argues it's not printing new money, known as quantitative easing, because it sterilizes, close quote, the bond buying by absorbing the same amount of money from the banking system. So they buy bonds, and then they absorb or withdraw money from the banking system. Curious, isn't it? What a novel idea. While Draghi said on October the 26th that the European Central Bank remains, quote, determined to avoid a poor functioning of money and financial markets, close quote, he reiterates that its unconventional measures are, quote, temporary by nature. Just temporary. The quiet Italian, again, Draghi. He's the new head of the European Central Bank, the second most powerful central banker on the planet Earth. I think it bears a little time looking into him. Orphaned in his teens. Well, I wonder if his parents put him out, exposed him to the weather, or whether this left him at the theme park. Anyway, orphaned in his teens, Draghi was the first Italian to secure a doctorate in economics from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where Bernanke also studied. Mario was very quiet, but very good, close quote, said Nobel laureate Robert Salo, who taught him at MIT. Quote, I thought he'd be a professor and have an excellent reputation as an academic economist in Italy, but those same skills will certainly help him as European Central Bank president. Another one of these flannel-wearing professors. After teaching economics and working at the World Bank, now that's Washington, D.C., skilled in Massachusetts Institute of Technology, along with Bernanke, after teaching economics and working at the World Bank, and then his country's finance ministry, Draghi joined Goldman Sachs Group in 2002 as a London-based managing director and vice chairman of its international division. Curious, isn't it, how you just can't quite seem to get away from J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. While he spent just 3 years there, the link was cited as an obstacle to him running the European Central Bank, as authorities questioned Goldman's involvement in currency swaps that helped Greece hide the extent of its deficit and debt. Draghi denies any involvement in the trades. No, my hands are clean. Consensus builder? In 2005, he was appointed to run the Bank of Italy. That'd be like Bank of America, wouldn't it? Banco Italia. And 4 years later, twinned that job with helming the Financial Stability Board, which was tasked with rewriting the rules of global finance. At the Financial Stability Board, Draghi relied on consensus building rather than arm twisting. According to an FSB board member who spoke on a condition of too chicken to speak. Such an approach meant Draghi, a father of two, was able to unite transatlantic differences. Oh, a real globalist here, transnational, transatlantic. Transatlantic Union, differences over how banks should be kept on a leash, the person said. How banks should be kept on a leash. From his new office, 35 floors above Frankfurt's banking district, Draghi may use his 8-year term. He's going to be in office now for 8 years. We're going to have to get to know who this fellow is. The European Central Bank toward a role in financial stability, said somebody. Europe has since January this year had its own financial oversight body tasked with sounding the alert if risks in the banking system build up. The European Systemic Risk Board, that's the ESRB, is housed at the European Central Bank headquarters and chaired by its president. That means Draghi, the donkey. He's been involved at every level of this, all right? We have seen a change in the central bank paradigm, and it's clear the focus on price stability is no longer enough. You have to look after financial stability. Trichet built the makeshift bridge to this new world, the bridge to the other world, the bridge to this new world. You don't think they would throw those words in here at the close of this statement for nothing, do you? They know what day it is. They write this stuff. Draghi's task is to decide where the balance is. Why, it's elsewhere, brother. Always elsewhere. Barclays did pretty well. Barclays' profit climbs on UK consumer unit. Barclays PLC, Britain's second biggest bank by assets, that would be the Rothschilds, by the way, that would be the World Gold Council, by the way, reported a quarterly profit, that would be SPDR gold shares, reported a quarterly profit, that would be Goldman Sachs, and all the places where Barclays PLC holds majority stockholding positions, reported a quarterly profit that beat estimates, as earnings at the UK Consumer Bank more than doubled and investment bank revenue declined by less than European peers. So there's no Glass-Steagall at work here, my friends. There's no firewall between commercial banking and investment banking, not at Barclays. And they're doing quite well. Pre-tax profit before debt valuation adjustments in 3 months to September the 30th increased by 5% to $1.3 billion or $2.1 billion. That beat the estimates. It's been a period of considerable challenge and uncertainty, said the chief executive officer, Robert Diamond, no relation to Jamie Dimon, who spells his name differently, on a conference call with journalists. All but one unit performed better than the prior earlier year periods, he said, and it was no surprise the investment banking unit was the exception. And it continues, Barclays has bucked the trend of a broadly weaker market. After an update which has exceeded expectations, the diversity of Barclays' operations is playing out as planned as certain units of the bank take up the slack from the underperformers. And there's a lot more to that article, but I want to close with this. New York authorities remove fuel and generators from the Occupy Wall Street site. Now, we could go in and talk about the snowstorm, but I won't. New York firefighters removed about a dozen gasoline cans and 6 generators from Zuccotti Park, where the Occupy Wall Street protesters have camped for almost 6 weeks, said Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City. About 30 to 40 firefighters were sent to the park along with police department, community affairs unit, Bloomberg said today on his weekly WR radio show. The equipment, which helps power computers and mobile phones and keep people warm as temperatures drop near freezing, are safety hazards and illegal. Well, things are going to get a little bit more challenging as winter sets in. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.